Growing anything but wild rice in climates such as Wisconsin might seem, well, absurd. Other varieties thrive in hot, humid areas. Despite all odds, a Marquette University researcher has successfully cultivated a small crop on the edge of Milwaukee. He'll sell what's left of the harvest at the Milwaukee Winter Farmers Market on Saturday. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz has been following the biologist's progress and shares this story.
I visited the one-acre project in Ozaukee County last fall for the rice harvest. The parcel-turned-paddy used to be family-farmed, and before that, it was wetland. Mequon Nature Preserve now manages it. It was a sun-drenched but cold morning, and Pylor was among a cluster of people bent over waving stems of rice. She says she grew rice with her family during the first 35 years of her life in Laos.
So we would do it by hand, and then as we cut them, and then we would bundle them into small bundles. Bundle them into small pieces, and we let them hang, sit on top of the stalks, and then let it dry for 2-3 days, and then we'll come and gather them.
When Pai moved to the United States, she thought she'd never harvest rice again. But nearly 3 decades later, she's grabbing a handful of waving plants close to the ground. With a large blade in her other hand, there was a swoosh as she cut the bundle. It was as if she had never stopped growing rice.
We would wait to eat from the fruits of these harvests, and then we would butcher our chickens and our pigs to celebrate.
It's Maihua Moa who has been translating Pai's story. Maihua was a child when her family left Laos, and this Ozaukee County paddy is her introduction to the art of harvest.
I've never grown rice, never been this close to a rice paddy before. First experience reconnecting me to my roots.
Can you express what it feels like?
Oh, it's wonderful. I don't want to go back to my office and work.
Nearby, Marquette researcher Michael Schlappi is harvesting by machine. He rides atop the equipment he bought secondhand from Japan. In 2011, Schlappi started experimenting with rice varieties from around the globe, planting small paddies on the roof of the building that houses his lab. He eventually hit on a Russian variety that can tolerate Wisconsin's cold climate. But Schlappi says he's faced new challenges in the field.
We had some droughts. I was out of the country for a while, and then the pump didn't work, and there was some miscommunication. And when I came back, it was just 2 days of drought along the edges. That's why the edges matured much later than the center. A month later, after the drought, geese came and pulled out the seedlings.
So Schlappi erected fishing line with flags attached to deter the waterfowl. But geese were followed by a parade of other pests, cranes, muskrats.
And the worst vandals, if I can use that word, were the raccoons.
Stephen Petro sees the challenges through a different lens. He's manager of Fondi Farm. He works closely with Pylor and the other farmers who sell their fresh produce at the Fondi Market in Milwaukee.
There are tons of dragonflies that found this right away and had nymphs in the water, and then they'd climb up the shoots and they'd metamorphize into dragonflies and frogs. There were fish in here a couple times when the pond flooded early in the spring. So it's a really interesting ecosystem that this provides.
It's so beautiful for the community, right? To build the community, it's great too.
That's researcher Michael Schlappi again, as he watches the native rice growers at work. He says despite the challenges, the harvest was promising, yielding a total of 600 pounds. Schlappi dried and hulled the rice inside a barn that remains from the original family farm dating back to 1842. Schlappi's committed to this experiment. He's using proceeds from the sale of his first harvest to help get the second planting season underway by the beginning of June. And Pylor, the farmer, hopes to build her own little paddy this season. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.